Friday, June 25th. We started out in Chicago with meeting with the local political people and then the president's speech to the old folks. In the morning, he got to talking before he went down for the first meeting about his reaction to Daley again. He obviously really enjoyed him and was impressed with the fact that Chicago is such a well-run city as contrasted to New York, which is such a total disaster. He wants to consider making a big play on the convention, having it in Chicago. Obviously, Daley raised the question with him last night. He thinks it would have a great effect in Illinois. We could have a great parade. It speaks to the heartland, and there's no greater riot danger here than there is in California or anywhere else. So he asked me to talk to Daley about the convention idea also when I called him. The old folks' speech went very well. The president ad-libbed a section on nursing homes, which had been run into him, and that turned out to be the lead on the whole story. But I guess that's okay. Chuck Percy horned his way in, got on the program ahead of the president, and then conned a ride back to Washington. He's unbelievable in the way he works himself into things, but we did outfox him by putting him in the bus on the way back to the airport so he didn't get the ride down the street with the president. I once again rode in the car with him. We then flew back from Chicago, and the president came right on up to Camp David, where we'll be spending the rest of the weekend. There turned out to be a lot of concern here about House defection on the Mansfield Amendment, which will come up Monday or Tuesday when they vote on the draft bill. And the president wanted to be sure we carried out some follow-up on the Democrats in the House. He wanted someone like Harlow to call LBJ and have him call Boggs. Also wanted Harlow to call McCormick, get him to help on it, and to get Conley to work on his Texas friends, get Laird cranking, and so on. We got all this underway, and I think we're in pretty good shape on that. Rogers called me, again, still complaining about the Kissinger trip. He made the point that he thought that we should be sure the president knows the facts, that we're building to a major crisis in India, that the ambassador is coming in to tell him the foreign minister is making a major attack on us in Parliament on Monday, and that if we don't put on an arms embargo, we're going to have a hell of a tough situation. And he just doesn't think we should let Henry go. I held up, checked with Haig, and then called Rogers back and told him the president was aware of these facts and still wanted to go ahead with sending Henry in there. Rogers very coldly told me it was too late. They'd already sent the cables anyway, but so he clearly wasn't happy about it, but had decided not to fight it any further. End of June 25th.